The Theater of War. Nick's transformation was not the first time I'd witnessed the benefits of theater. In 1988, I was still treating three veterans with PTSD, whom I'd met at the VA, and when they showed a sudden improvement in their vitality, optimism, and family relationships, I attributed it to my growing therapeutic skills. Then I discovered that all three were involved in a theatrical production. Wanting to dramatize the plight of homeless veterans, they had persuaded playwright David Mamet, who was living nearby, to meet weekly with their group to develop a script around their experiences. Mamet then recruited Al Pacino, Donald Sutherland, and Michael J. Fox to come to Boston for an evening called Sketches of War, which raised money to convert the VA clinic where I'd meet my patients into a shelter for homeless veterans. Standing on a stage with professional actors, speaking about their memories of the war, and reading their poetry was clearly a more transformative experience than any therapy could have offered them. Since time immemorial, human beings have used communal rituals to cope with their most powerful and terrifying feelings. Ancient Greek theater, the oldest of which we have written records, seems to have grown out of religious rites that involved dancing, singing, and reenacting mythical stories. By the 5th century BCE, theater played a central role in civic life, with the audience seated in a horseshoe around the stage, which enabled them to see one another's emotions and reactions. Greek drama may have served as a ritual reintegration for combat veterans. At the time Aeschylus wrote the Oresteia trilogy, Athens was at war on six fronts. The cycle of tragedy is set in motion when the returning warrior king, Agamemnon, is murdered by his wife, Clytemnestra, for having sacrificed their daughter before sailing to the Trojan War. Military service was required of every adult citizen of Athens, so audiences were undoubtedly composed of combat veterans and active duty soldiers on leave. The performers themselves must have been citizen soldiers. Sophocles was a general officer in Athens' wars against the Persians, and his play, Ajax, which ends with the suicide of one of the Trojan War's greatest heroes, reads like a textbook description of traumatic stress. In 2008, writer and director Brian Dorries arranged a reading of Ajax for 500 Marines in San Diego and was stunned by the reception to it. Like many of us who work with trauma, Dorries' inspiration was personal. He had studied classics in college and turned to the Greek texts for comfort when he lost a girlfriend to cystic fibrosis. His project, The Theater of War, evolved from that first event. And with funding from the U.S. Department of Defense, this 2,500-year-old play has since been performed more than 200 times here and abroad to give voice to the plight of combat veterans and foster dialogue and understanding in their families and friends.